I'm pianist Sarah Cahill, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Owen. I am 10 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Owen, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to a new week on IPR's Kids Commute. It is Dragon Week. We're going to hear all kinds of neat stuff written about dragons this week. And today we'll start with a piece by the composer Julie Giroux. She was born in Massachusetts in 1961 and started playing piano when she was 3. She began composing at the age of 8. Her first published work was composed when she was just 13 years old, and she just never stopped composing. She got her first big break writing music for the ESPN television channel within days of graduating from Louisiana State University. In 1992, she won an Emmy in the category of Outstanding Individual Achievement in Music Direction for her work on the 64th Annual Academy Awards. She was the first woman and the youngest person to have won an Emmy in that category. Julie Giroux is constantly composing, and she writes lots of music for concert band and orchestra of all skill levels. Today we're going to hear a piece that she wrote in memory of a member of a high school band who played the tuba and loved dragons. And from the liner notes for the album, there's a quote that says, "This work is full of dragons, flying, stalking, and attacking dragons. If the sky dreams, it is not of birds or man-made contraptions. Surely, even the sky dreams of dragons." And again, this music is in memory of Alec Fentum, who played the tuba for the Flower Mound High School Wind Symphony. Music of Julie Giroux, Dragon Sky. This is performed by the University of North Texas Symphonic Band, led by Dennis Fisher.
Thank you.
dedicated to a teenager who loved dragons. That was Dragon Sky by Julie Giroux. Dennis Fisher conducted the University of North Texas Symphonic Band. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we will travel to China to hear from powerful, fast-dancing Chinese dragons. That's a really neat piece. Can't wait for you to hear that. All right, Kids Commuters, it's time now to start our new Quizlet for the week. All week long, we will ask you this question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a prize envelope with a little token of our esteem in it. We'll give you a shout-out on the air and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize, 50 packets of applesauce from our friends at Go-Go Squeeze. Now, here is the question. And this week, it's a little bit of a riddle. We all know that dragons breathe fire, but there's another thing they have to defend themselves. What do you call a dragon's armor? Do you know that answer? Send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you don't know yet, oh, we're just getting started. We'll have some hints coming your way throughout the week. And that's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow, little dragons.
Interlocking Public Radio.